our blue teams assess and validate agencies' implementation of technical controls, tools and technologies, and operational controls. So think people, processes, program maturity, and just validate that their capability is aligned with the requirements established by federal laws and initiatives such as CNCI and the administration's cross-agency priority goals. And our risk and vulnerability assessment teams, or our red teams, look to combine national-level threat information with the agency's specific threat information and vulnerability data collected while we're on site with the agency to conduct an agency-specific risk evaluation, provide them with actionable remediation recommendations that are prioritized by risk. And we think that by identifying the capability gaps and analyzing agency threats and marrying that with identifying vulnerabilities, we can provide prioritized remediation guidance and optimize agency remediation activities and help them close the capability gaps, limit their exposure, and reduce risk overall.
So you guys are looking at specific systems, or you're looking at specific networks, or a little bit of both?
A little bit of both. Right now, it's up to the agency's CISO or CIO to determine, for the red team services, what system or what group of systems are of most importance to them to look at. We have a finite number of engagements we can conduct on an annual basis, and without having a granular understanding of the agencies that the agency leadership does, it's far easier to let them select a system or network segment that they are concerned with that we can review for them and provide them a risk evaluation.
To discuss those engagements, do they come to you and say, we need help? Is it something you guys see maybe through US CERT saying, hey, CIO X, you guys are getting hit really hard. I think you need our services. How does it work?
It's a little bit of both. There are things that we're doing to try to promote the service to make the agencies aware that we're able to offer the risk evaluation service, the red teaming service. The blue teaming service is something that stems from our CNCI responsibilities to assess agencies' capabilities with respect to the TIC initiative, and it's grown a little bit over the years to encompass additional capabilities like the administration's priority goals. But for the red teaming, it's really been a word-of-mouth optional service that agencies can take advantage of. So part of it is letting them know that it's there, that it's available, that it's free. But also, if they report an incident to US CERT and they ask for help from US CERT, a lot of times US CERT will take the tactical mitigation approach and help them plug the hole. And then there's some follow-on activity where we can take a longer strategic view and work on remediation with the agency. So sometimes, if an agency asks for help from US CERT, we're able to let them know that we have a follow-on service where we can help them evaluate their environment and a broader picture.
Let me shift to Rob for a second. Rob, when you do these red team exercises, give me a sense of what happens.
We have rules of engagement that our Office of General Counsel worked with, and we created the rules of engagement list all the services that we offer, and the services range from network mapping, network vulnerability scanning, wireless and wired, to threat identification, to social engineering, where we'll send spear phishing attacks. We can test web applications, we can test databases, and we can test various operating systems. We sit down with the agencies. They select the services which they would like. They get that signed by their CIO, CISO, and legal counsel. And then we have a scoping meeting. And we typically have the capability to be on site or do external testing for 2 weeks. We have about 5 engineers working with them. So it depends what they select. We'll pull the engineers in if they select web application testing. We'll get web app experts. If they have Oracle databases, we'll get Oracle experts to assess their systems. And then we go, typically an engagement is 2 weeks. How agencies like it, they like us to spend 1 week testing their external systems and then 1 week coming on site to test internal systems. And some agencies are so large that we have to segment the inside of what we're going to test because we're only there for a week, maybe a week and a half. We can do a few thousand systems, but we can't do hundreds of thousand systems within that time frame. And these are all unclassified systems. And we help them identify 3 or 4 critical systems and then say, okay, these systems are so big, looks like we believe we could test 2 of them.
Give me a sense from a very broad perspective what they're looking for. Are they looking for ports that are open, patches that aren't applied properly, or what?
First, we get connected to the network, and then we run some preliminary basic network scans to actually identify how many machines are on that network. So if we're told, you know, hey, this is your network segment that you're going to test, we run and we scope out and we identify all the hosts on that system to make sure that what they're telling us actually is what we see, because we've had in the past examples, agencies have called us in and said, okay, this is the portion of the network we want you to test. There should be, you know, 2,000 or 3,000 machines on here. After our preliminary scans, we found that the scope has creeped up to 9,000 machines. That's our first phase one, find out how many machines are on there. And then the second phase we go through, and then we do identify open ports and services and identify and classify what types of machines are on that network. So we're scanning the network. Are they Windows machines? Are they Unix machines? Are they Linux machines? And then we categorize that. And then we also categorize it by different services. Is this mail server? Is it a DNS server? Is it just a PC or a laptop that's on somebody's desk? Is it a desktop machine? And then where do we think is the critical machine? Is there a database on there? Or is there a mail application that we can actually get foothold on? And how do we get a hold on there? Is it easier to find an unpatched desktop or a laptop and use that as a pivot point and compromise that box and then go to the crown jewels? But it's a whole scenario. And so there's three phases. It's sizing and scoping, and then it's identifying ports and services, doing the vulnerability scan, identifying what vulnerabilities are on the machines, and then looking at the vulnerabilities, finding out which are we believe are the most susceptible to being exploited, and then exploiting them, and then working our way through the network.
And this is Don, just to add on, it goes beyond just vulnerability scanning and identification. I mean, Rob's teams do design review, they'll do application review, and they'll look at the layers of control on a system, not just for vulnerabilities, but for weaknesses in the deployment.
Let me give you a couple of examples of different tests and some results that we found. We scanned one network. We detected over 500 public-facing web servers. The majority of those web servers the agency was unaware of. So they were working to rectify that, and they believe that the number should go from 500 down to 100 web servers. So that's just on the scanning side. When it gets a little more complex from that is when we get manual testing and human intelligence in that. One agency, we were doing a testing on a VPN solution. The VPN solution looked like it was working well. We were able to access the machines that we were supposed to access, but we noticed misconfiguration that was on the VPN hardware, which allowed us access to their entire internal network. So not only were we allowed to VPN in and access the application, which was trusted and which it was supposed to, but we had access to thousands of internal network boxes. It was just a misconfiguration on the VPN concentrator, but if somebody was just scanning and scanning and scanning, they would have never seen that. We saw that through a manual proxy, and then we were able to see that their internal network was on a different address space. We were able to map that out, scan it for vulnerabilities. The agency fixed it. You know, it was one switch on the VPN configuration, but that would have never been seen if you were just continuously scanning